Welcome to the Gamers Pub, where buds get together and share some suds.
Welcome to the Gamers Pub.
Come down to the bar, pull up a stool, crack open an ale, and enjoy some good gaming news with all of your buddies.
Yes, we are buds sipping on suds and bringing you the gaming news you simply must know.
You must be wondering why we're talking in these accents. Well, laddie, I've got something to tell you. St. Paddy's Day is right around the corner, and this is the closest episode you'll get to it, so... Yeah, that's why we did those accents.
Yeah, wasn't it great? Now you're glad you turned on this podcast.
Well,
speaking of St. Paddy's Day, what are you drinking?
Well, it's not quite the St. Paddy's Day drink, but I'd be sipping on a good old Yingling traditional lager.
That's the good stuff.
Tis a classic beer. It is quite yummy.
Yeah, that was... I like how you slid out of that accent. That was good.
See, you can be smooth sometimes.
Probably one of my first beers, my go-to beers. Probably, I like going back to it. It's good beer.
Yeah. It's always there. What about you, Shane? What you drinking today?
I'm drinking Corona Premier. Now, you might be thinking, Shane, I know you've heard about the coronavirus sweeping the globe in today's day and age, causing cancellations everywhere, which we'll get to. And you know what I say? I say, don't have fear for that corona.
Become one with the corona.
Yeah, because if I imbue my body with the power of corona from the source,
it will dispel the virus part away.
Yeah, well, I'll already have the corona. Like, it's its own kind of vaccination.
It's like you're taking one for the team so the rest of us don't have to endure it.
Yes, yes. So,
valiant soldier. Very valiant.
Feel free to send us all your coronas. We'll drink those and get them out of the flow in the general public, and we'll just take it on and soak it all up.
Just so you don't have to deal with it.
Yeah. So, we'll just send us an email if you need our P.O. box or something. There's also Brandon way over there.
Hello!
He had to stay away. He might be contagious, so...
No, I'm not.
Brandon, what are you drinking?
I'm drinking a Yeehaw IPA again.
Now that's... Well, I guess it's between yours and mine about how far away from St. Patrick's Day we could be getting with our beers. So I got a Mexican beer, and yours is a Yeehaw beer.
Very much American.
Mine is Southern.
Southern American. We'll leave it up to our listeners to say who.
What about the Yingling? Is that quite Irish?
Well,
it's not quite Irish.
It's like it started in Pennsylvania, so I think there's some sort of European ties at least.
It's a green bottle.
It is the most. Yeah, it's definitely a green bottle. I think it's a debate between mine and Brandon to see who's
the
least
away.
Compliant with St. Patrick's Day.
I guess I'm just getting in the holiday spirit over here.
Sometimes you got to. All right, enough about those suds. Let's move on to the gaming news that everyone's actually here for. Our good friend, Reggie Fils-Aime? Something like that? He...
Old joined, Nintendo Reggie.
Yes, Nintendo Reggie.
My body is ready.
He has joined GameStop. I believe he's joined the board. Is it just the board? I don't think he's...
Yeah, he's going to be a member of the board of directors. It was him and two other, like, high-qualified official people. I can't remember their names offhand. But funny enough, their positions started immediately, like, effective of the announcement. But Reggie will not be starting until April 20th.
Wow, that's a date I've never even thought about before.
Yeah, it's like, if only that date, like, had some kind of meme attached to it. I genuinely wonder if he did that for the memes because he's Reggie.
He may have. I don't know.
Like, it's not like he needs the money from the job immediately. Like,
right. But he also seems like a family-friendly, wholesome guy, at least as his professional persona.
True, but also, like, being as gamer knowledge as he is, that's a very gamer meme thing to do.
Yeah.
Working for a game company of the sort, a game retailer.
Yeah.
Reggie tweeted out that the world needs GameStop.
Interesting. I don't know if I agree as it is right now. GameStop as it is.
I like the idea of GameStop still, but the company that it is today compared to the company that it was 10 years ago, yeah, I'm kind of the same page with Shane. Like, the world doesn't need the GameStop that exists today. It needs the GameStop that existed like 10 years ago.
That or the one that there's been talk about moving towards as like a hangout place for gamers.
I have been hearing about that too. There were like four like major concepts that GameStop was going for. There was like GameStop 2.0, which was... The way it sounded more like a, almost like a comic book store where you could have like tabletop games, couch co-op, or like have like parties there, just hang out and also sell games. There's like GameStop Retro, which was still along the lines of the community thing, but also turning their stock entirely into pre-owned games and old-fashioned games. Almost kind of like, you know, like our local shop down here. What is it? Like, it's over by the Little Caesars.
Zero Gravity.
Yeah, Zero Gravity Games. Kind of like them.
Yeah.
And they also had a GameStop Pop, which was kind of focusing on the merchandise, which I thought would be the best bet as far as what they're doing now. Like say, like your Pop figures or like just special or exclusive like collector's edition items or what have you of all the kind of gaming sorts. But all of them still centering around a much more communal, like spend time in the store with friends and yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I think I like really any of those. I think the one that would catch my interest the most would be a gaming hangout place, like a tabletop game place where you can also go and sit down and, you know, try out some new game that came out with your friend or a random person or whatever. And then also, you know, maybe you like that game, so you go over and buy a copy of it in the store. And, you know, I feel like in today's world, you can't really just like go sit down somewhere besides a coffee shop. So that would fill a little bit of a void that is there. I think, you know, you can go with a friend and hang out playing video games instead of just hang out at Starbucks or wherever.
Or like our good old shop Gremlins.
Yes. Gremlins is there. That's one of the better alternatives, I think, to just sitting down and having coffee. They have coffee there. Great coffee. Tons of great rotating beers.
They did at one point have plans to have some kind of gaming bar there.
I think they said they wanted to get the building next to it and knock out a wall and have like, no, that was because they want to do a cigar lounge or something.
Yeah. That would be to knock out the whole building. But, I can't remember his name off the top of my head, but,
Glenn.
Yeah, that's him. He had talked about like where they have some of just like the art pieces or like some of the lounging chairs, like they were going to have like a couple TVs set up or something.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that's a great idea for GameStop to move towards, or like you said, kind of the niche pop figure collector item. Kind
like
of
very store. Merchandise based rather than game based.
Yeah. That's it, like to nowadays, that's like the one place in Target that I could actually look around and find cool stuff at. Is that little area where there's Stranger Things stuff and Harry Potter stuff and all the little knick-knack, you know.
Little souvenirs.
Yeah, all that kind of stuff. That might be a good idea.
It's really the only thing keeping GameStop afloat nowadays is, like, its merchandise sales rather than its game sales.
Yeah. Yeah. So we'll see. I think Reggie's definitely a great mind to bring into the fold and making decisions.
He saw Nintendo through the Wii U days, and they eventually made it back on top with the Switch. So I have faith in the man.
Yeah. So
Brandon, thoughts? He had a thumbs up. Okay.
He's trying to not infect us with his mouth.
Need like a Lysol spray can. Like,
there we go. All right, so good luck to Reggie and GameStop. We'll be paying attention to what decisions they make. Speaking of decisions that people make or have made, E3 has officially been decided to be canceled.
Dun, dun, dun.
For 2020. Which it's...
It was... I almost want to say predictable, but, like, given the state of the coronavirus or COVID-19 and its spread and, kind of, for lack of better use, like, the world's hysteria around it.
Yeah.
Being also in L.A., where... I can't remember if it's just Los Angeles County or the entire state of California that's in state of emergency, but to have people from all over the world come to one confined building, right. Like it just doesn't sound like a good idea in the first place.
Yeah.
And while I would think most things happening in areas where things are in state of emergency or where the virus is most present should be shut down, I also don't think that some things that are still being canceled or blown out of proportion. Like, granted, it is practically everywhere now.
Yeah.
But, you know, like, it just takes a little basic hygiene and, you know, not like, breathing in someone's face. And it's a lot more preventable than people seem to think it is.
Yeah. There's also the point that maybe some gamers aren't amongst the most... hygienic.
I mean, in some cases. You're not wrong. Like, but there is that reputation.
We know our listeners are very hygienic and have been washing their hands for 20 seconds, you know, all those things.
In the warm water.
Yes, warm, soapy water. So, I don't know. I mean, it definitely makes sense that it is, that canceling it was an idea. I think, though, canceling it 3 months in advance doesn't make as much sense.
Well, the way I would think that would make sense to cancel it far in advance is to stop the further sale of tickets that they know are going to just either need to be refunded or transferred money somehow, or also that people just don't keep investing into the travel itself, like, say, buying their hotels or, like, merch packages or, like, you know, kind of getting their hopes up and planning out their future. You know, it gives them more of a heads up.
Yeah, I guess that makes sense. I don't know. I really have no background in understanding pandemics, but I just don't know if it'll still be as serious of an issue or as critical to keep everything canceled 3 months from now. But it very well may be, and I guess you got to be proactive in these kinds of things.
I'd honestly think by summer that it's going to level out, just because, like, it's already almost reached every corner of the globe at this point.
Yeah.
It's like it can't really go much further unless, like, literally every human being gets infected. It can't really spread much more.
Right.
So I'd say in a few months' time, like, it'll probably have run its course, or if people will have, like, there'll probably be a vaccine developed at some point within the next few months.
Probably. Then it'll get out of stock because everyone will want it.
True. Whoever eventually makes that vaccine is going to be a kajillionaire.
If they sell it. You know, like, the polio vaccine was pretty much given away for free, or at least the patent for it, so that anyone could develop it. But that'd be a good way to go if we can get a vaccine made for this.
They had also canceled GDC, wasn't it?
Yeah, canceled GDC. When is that? What month is that?
I'm not sure, Brandon. That was more of your area of expertise, knowing about GDC.
Isn't it this month?
I think it was March.
Was it?
Yeah, March or April.
Yeah, that makes sense then, to cancel it in the brunt of all this rising, all the number of cases and
infections. It was before E3.
Okay, so E3 is like the first weekend of June or something, or second weekend, right?
9th through 11th.
Yeah, okay. So like first, second weekend.
Yep. So GDC canceled. Again, we talked, I remember a few episodes ago, about Sony pulling out early, Microsoft pulled out. Didn't you say Facebook? Brandon?
Mm-hmm. Google, well, it was a Google event, wasn't it?
No, GDC.
Oh, yeah, well, I heard
Google got canceled.
Yep.
Yeah, there was that too. Pretty much anything in the month of March or April is either has been canceled or is going to get canceled.
Esports tournaments got canceled.
Actual sports have, well, not, yeah. Esports are actual sports, but, like, sports that involve, like, physical activity and throwing balls around, they've also been canceled.
Yeah, baseball, spring training, all the college basketball, March Madness stuff, canceled.
Literally last night I was seeing on TV that the NBA season has been postponed until further notice, and even games that were supposed to play out last night got canceled, like, on the spot.
Yeah. So, not to get too conspiratorial, but that seems to me like higher-ups know more than we know.
About the virus?
Yeah. You know, because, canceling an NBA game right in the middle of it, like...
Well, it was before it started. Like, the reason they did that is because one of the referees of the game had been in the stadium with the same player that was tested positive for the virus.
Okay.
That's why.
Okay, that makes a little more sense. But, like, I don't know. Baseball spring training, that one didn't really make sense to me because...
Well, the reason that they keep doing it is because, like, if at the bare minimum one person from the teams or, like, a professional athlete is tested positive, then they're going to shut down the entire league.
Yeah, I guess you kind of have to.
Because if you just take the one team out, then... I mean, honestly, that sounds like it would make more sense, wouldn't it? Like, just take the one team out of rotation for everything? Isolate
the one. Yeah, but then you'd have teams that without games that week. Or...
my monitor, so I can tell.
Oh, no.
Something about monitors over here. They're monitoring us talking about this.
Patrick, might want to cut out some stuff.
Thank you, Patrick.
Yes, thank you, Patrick. But yeah, stuff's getting canceled all over the place. Hopefully, like you said, well, I guess you didn't really say it, but if one death is avoided in canceling all this stuff, then it was all worth it to cancel it. So keep that in mind with all the coronavirus frenzy going on. Not to put it lightly, but it is kind of getting crazy how it's all happening.
It is definitely something to take serious, but it's also something that shouldn't be as blown out of proportion as it is right now.
Yeah.
Like, don't just write it off, but also don't fall for mass hysteria.
Yes. Just feel... Well, I'm not a doctor, so...
Be safe, use basic hygiene, and you'll be fine.
Yes, if you can avoid going to congregated places, you probably should. Just to be safe.
Moving on.
Speaking of congregated places, there's a new battle royale.
Oh boy.
Where 140 people are dropped onto an island.
That many people?
150? It's not 100, it's more than 100.
And they're really just trying to flex nowadays. Like, we may have the exact same game type as every other popular game right now, but we could hold more people.
Yeah, hey, they have actual developed servers. We're talking about Call of Duty Warzone, which dropped, I believe, on the 11th. So yesterday, or the 10th, which was Tuesday. It is a new battle royale from
Infinity Ward.
Infinity Ward, directly from Infinity Ward as a spinoff of Call of Duty.
Under Activision, though. It's almost how, what was it called? Black Ops 4 had its blackout mode that was tied to Black Ops 4. This Warzone is tied to the Modern Warfare reboot.
Okay.
So, like, but the only difference is you can still buy or acquire the Call of Duty Warzone completely free without having to buy Modern Warfare.
Oh, okay.
But if you wanted Blackout on Black Ops 4, you'd have to buy Black Ops 4.
Okay. Yeah, I guess I did realize. I had just, before we started, bought it for free on PlayStation Network to make sure I had it before it went off sale or anything.
I know, it's always meant to be free to play from what I've heard.
Yeah, that's pretty cool for a major developer and publisher to release content for free.
Like, granted, they're still going to monetize the crap out of it.
Right, you kind of have to make it worth it, but it's still content that you could play 100% free if you wanted to. You can jump on with your friends. Like, if you're me, you can get carried by your brother in any kind of shooter whenever you get time to play with him. So yeah, I thought that was pretty cool. I feel like there's been a good little lull in the battle royale genre since, I think, Apex must have been the biggest one that came out before this.
Well, Blackout came out after Apex.
It did?
Yeah, because Apex was like, I'd say this is probably, it's like 1 year anniversary is around this time, if not a little later than,
okay.
Like, it's either a year or a little older than a year right now since it came out.
Okay.
And Black Ops 4 came out And well, what that was.
I feel like that's older.
No, that was 2018.
Apex, yeah. Either way.
Or maybe Apex is 2 years old. I don't. They both came out. They're both successful, but those are the two biggest ones since this. Well, yeah.
Yes, this is the next big one for a good while. So yeah, we'll see how it is. Maybe one of these days I'll play it. Maybe not. This isn't in the notes, but there's another battle royale that's went into closed beta recently called Spellbreak. Have you heard of that?
Yes.
Spellbreak. It's I think it's PS4 exclusive right now. Oh. Or when it comes out.
Screw me.
It is a it's a battle royale. It's kind of drawn or animated to look, it's kind of like Fortnite. It looks like Fortnite. But the gameplay is you're 100 wizards fighting each other.
Almost like Realm Royale?
Yes, but it's not like gun-based. I think...
So they're like spell-based?
All spells. Like what you do is you go and you pick up the fire element somewhere. Like you have to survive and sneak around and get your first weapon. So you pick up the fire element. Then you can throw fireballs at your opponent. Then you can go and pick up a wind element. So you can either, blow a tornado at your opponent or throw a fireball, or each of the elements that you can, there's synergy between each of the elements. So like you make a fire tornado and it's bigger and it goes and gets, hits your enemy, or there's like a poison one and I think it's a poison one, like a poison and water one, and it can, make a big splash of poison. So it's all about like... getting, using the powers creatively to beat your opponent. And then it's also really a mobile, there's high mobility in the game. Like you can
fly.
Pretty sure either you have to pick up flight abilities like in Realm Royale, like different movement abilities, or it's just ingrained where you can, jump real high and I don't know.
Like Princess Peach float everywhere.
Yes. It's meant to be much more, like high mobility rather than, building a box around you and trying to build a tower and all that stuff like in Fortnite, which is really cool. But if you never got good at it, you can never play Fortnite again.
Yeah.
That's
why I never stuck with Fortnite. Like I was there when it was on its big rise, or like I stayed for a couple of seasons when it was still like its first chapter or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But like, when it got to the point where it wasn't about how good of a gunfighter you were, and it was more of like you find someone, oh, I can build an Eiffel Tower faster and better than you. It's like, well, I guess I'm done with this shooting game. I guess it's like Minecraft speedruns.
Yeah. Well, it's interesting because Fortnite, that's something that evolved in Fortnite without like really being expected or foreseen.
Yeah, like the tools were there, but it wasn't... honestly the game's main focus in the beginning.
Right. The most people did at the beginning was like build a ramp with a wall and then you had cover for your gunfight.
Yeah.
And then sometimes, then it just kept getting more and more and more and more. But we're not talking about Fortnite, we're talking about Spellbreak. But related to that, there may be some sort of mechanic in there that can be twisted and, perfected by really skilled players, similar to building in Fortnite.
I'm really curious to see some of those spell combinations you were talking about.
Yeah, you should look it up. It's deeper than just throwing a fireball at your guy or throwing an ice ball at your opponent. There's lots of promise to it. So hopefully it'll make it through the closed beta and release and have a good launch, and maybe I will pick it up or someone will. I don't know. Speaking of, I don't know, Warframe is celebrating their 7-year anniversary, and I've never played it, so I don't really know much about it.
I've dabbled lightly in the game. Brandon over there has played a lot more Warframe than the both of us.
2 hours, guys.
What? No, you played more than that.
Okay, maybe 10.
More than that. No. You were trying for a good few weeks to get us on that game.
Well, yeah, because there's no one. Like, I don't have friends on Switch. Well, actually, I've got like 30 some friends I don't even know. But
you put your like friend code on some forum or something.
I don't even know which forum now.
So you can't take it down.
Down. I just keep getting more and more friend requests, and I'm just like, screw it. I don't know who I actually know now.
So
one of these days, the Switch will get voice chat, and I'm gonna meet people for the first time.
Yeah.
Do it.
So tell us a little bit about Warframe from your experience.
It's like Destiny, but free to play.
All right. Sounds pretty good to me, actually. I like Destiny a lot.
It was like, it's like Space Ninjas with like different classes.
They call it like, yeah, Space Ninjas. But it's a lot like Destiny open world GTA style.
Ah. Isn't it like mainly a third person thing?
Yep. It's a lot like Destiny, though.
It's like a third person ninja Destiny.
Yep.
Yeah. So Warframe's 7-year anniversary, we thought it was cool that a free-to-play game that's been fully free-to-play
its entire existence
made it 7 years of being live, having expansion passes,
and DLC. Not absolutely ridiculous microtransactions.
Yeah. You were telling us a story before we started. You want to go into it?
Yeah, there was... I'm still fuzzy on the details because it's been a while. Mm. But they had some questionable microtransactions at the time, but not like super bad. But they had narrowed down this one whale dude that had spent like $10,000 in 1 week in their in-game purchases. So the developers like unanimously were like, no, like we're shutting this down for a little while and reworking the system because we shouldn't be enabling this kind of behavior. Like we shouldn't be the reason that someone like willingly ruins their own life financially. Yep. So like there's some really good people like working on these games or on Warframe specifically. And to see it make it this far, it puts a good smile on my face that there's still good companies in the gaming industry.
Yeah. Yeah. It's really good to see if they took the initiative on that. Cause I mean, think about it. You're making a free to play game. I'm not sure if the publisher makes any other game or developer makes any other games.
I'm not sure either. But also, like, you would never see EA or Activision or Bethesda do something like that. They would see one of those whales and be like, yes, more.
Yeah. So kudos to Warframe and your develop. I'm sorry, I don't know the developer, but kudos to y'all. Good job on 7 years, and hopefully it continues. Speaking of continues...
these are quite the segues.
If you didn't know, the PlayStation was originally a Nintendo console. So way back when, blah blah blah.
Well, it was a Sony Nintendo crossover. It was a partnership to get the disc drive from Sony.
Right. So Sony made the discs and the disc drive, and Nintendo made the console itself, the controllers, the games.
Like the hardware.
Yeah. So I'm not sure how long they made these systems.
It was not long at all. It wasn't even a year. As far as, if I remember right, it wasn't even a year that they were together before they split.
Okay. So yeah, they couldn't have made a ton of them. And so from legend of old, there's a story that, I'm sure it's the truth, that Sony and PlayStation eventually had a falling out, and Sony said, no, you can't have our disc drives. And so that's when Nintendo moved on to develop, I think, the Nintendo 64 or the SNES.
I think it was the 64, because this was the 90s.
This is in between the Super Nintendo and N64.
Yeah.
Okay.
N64 is because at that time, CD-ROMs were easily pirated. And Nintendo, who plays everything so close to the chest, was afraid that their games would be stolen from them, and they wouldn't make any money. So that's why they turned Sony down for the Nintendo PlayStation, which led to Sony coming out the PlayStation, which, you know, pirated games was a huge thing for Sony. But Sony could manage the losses compared to Nintendo, who's a much smaller company.
At the time, yeah.
Still are.
Yeah.
In comparison to...
Well, I guess Microsoft, since Nintendo is... Like, I guess since Nintendo is still, like, specifically video games, whereas Microsoft and Sony are a lot more than just their
TVs,
video game department.
Computers, you name it. Like, just technology.
Yep. Yeah.
Yeah, so that one of the original, well, I guess one of the only Nintendo PlayStations was sold recently for $300,000.
That's like the price of a house.
Yeah. So that's, I'm trying to remember, what was my segue to get into this? Discontinued?
Yeah, you just said, speaking of continues.
Okay, so my point was that these were not continued because Sony and Nintendo fell out of favor with one another. Isn't that interesting?
It's definitely a look back.
So yeah.
Like imagine if they had stayed together though. Like what would the gaming field look like now?
You wouldn't have any PlayStation.
You'd have a Nintendo PlayStation.
Well, like, yeah, you wouldn't have the whole PlayStation genealogy.
But what if we did? It was just slightly different.
Oh, I think you'd either not have the PlayStation genealogy or you wouldn't have N64, GameCube all the way up. One of them would have to be gone, I think.
Maybe. I don't know. I can come up with like a detailed theory for next week.
Okay. We'll look forward to it. Speaking of looking forward to things,
these segues.
Some of us are not looking forward to The Last of Us HBO series.
Some of those people include us.
Yeah, Colt and I have both played Last of Us.
Loved the absolute heck out of it.
Oh yeah, it's an amazing, amazing game. Brandon, have you ever gotten to play it?
Nope.
It's like, shame. Have you ever played Uncharted?
Yep.
It's like Uncharted.
But better.
Yes, but in a zombie apocalypse with better writing.
Well, it's not really zombies.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
No, they're still like living people.
No, they're not.
Yeah, they are.
They can't think.
It's this fungus that takes over their brain, but it never kills them.
That's what a zombie is.
No, zombies are dead people that come back to life as undead. Okay,
they're possessed by a fungi. Is that fun to say, or
it's
zombie?
Yes,
fun to
dead. Say? Like it's basically like The Last of Us is The Walking Dead in video game form.
I refuse. No.
Well, anyways, so The Last of Us is a really, really well regarded game, and I guess series will find will
soon become to, soon a series, to be series
in May. Yeah. I think it's May. That came out. I played it on PS3.
It came out right at the turn of the generation. Okay. Which is almost like how this Last of Us 2 is coming out. It's coming out right at the turn of the generation again.
Yeah. So roughly 7 years ago, this game came out. And I just remember having a lot of enjoyment playing it in my college dorm. And my friends would watch, and we would, you know, you gotta get past the zombie and stab him in the neck, and it's like, it's not just like,
it's more of a narrative driven thing.
Yeah,
like, it's not all about the zombie like creatures,
right?
It's centered deeply around the story of Joel and Ellie and like how their relationship like drastically changes over the course of the journey.
Yeah,
and like really peeling back to see like who both of these people are and how they can come together to try to solve this issue that is presented, that even though it's an old game, I'm still not going to spoil.
Yeah. And from the start, it kind of just seemed like, you know, another kind of zombie survival game where you got to get past the zombies, you know, maybe you have to
maybe deal with some real people. Story.
Yeah. But I remember when you go through it, like the setting changes drastically as you travel from point A to point B over the narrative of the game. Like, I just remember at some point you walk into like a compound where these people live and you think, okay, they're going to be safe. You know, maybe they'll make it. And then there's even more depth to the story than just the zombies being the enemy. Like, it's just a really, really good game. And on top of the story, the gameplay is really solid. You know, there's shooting elements, there's stealth elements, there's like inventory management where like for the first hour you might find 13 bullets for your pistol.
If you're lucky.
Yeah. And you gotta, you know, craft bombs or shivs or
potentially upgrade your weapons.
Yeah. So it's like if you ever get a chance to play it and you haven't played it, I would suggest it.
But the main thing we were getting at is that HBO is developing a TV series.
Yes.
Of the story. And it's a great, if anything, I would be okay with a movie, because it's not something that should be drawn out over episodes. Because then it would be like how Brandon said, it would be almost like a Walking Dead type thing.
Yeah.
But if it's more of a movie, like a one-time experience, like, granted, yes, the game is long and you're probably not going to finish the whole thing in one sitting, but it's still like, it's set up that way. Like, it's not put in with artificial cliffhangers, like, ooh, what happens next? Find out next episode.
Right.
Like, it was, it's one continual story that is told of beginning, middle, and end. It's not something that should be split up into a TV season.
Yeah. And on top of that, I think it plays out a lot like the Uncharted games play out, where to me, the Uncharted games are like a movie that you play. So there's still, and it's the same way in Last of Us. There's solid gameplay elements where you gotta, you know, have skill to advance, you know, past a certain point. But also the whole scope of it is just, it's already pretty much a movie.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's just the way I always saw it. So for it to be broken down and then put back into a TV show form, I don't know.
It'll lose a lot of its magic.
Yeah, I think you're right. Then it'll go into like a Last of Us,
a Walking Dead,
style thing where...
Also, if you take away like the actual cast from the video games, like it's going to lose so much. Like, if you don't have Troy Baker as Joel or Ashley Johnson as Ellie, then don't even bother.
Yeah. So I guess we'll see how it comes out. I have a sneaky access to HBO Go, so I can watch it for free when it comes out.
Super sneaky.
I actually don't know how to... I couldn't add it to it. Like, it's on my PlayStation. I couldn't add it to another thing. I don't know the password. So, yeah. Maybe when it comes out, we'll have a little watch party and see how it turned out. But hopefully, it's good, because I like Naughty Dog getting money.
Are they developing it?
Well, they at least sold the license for it, I would think. Maybe Sony did. Mm. I don't know. I just really like Naughty Dog to start with, so hopefully they got something out of this. So yeah, that's all our topics, all of our news topics this week. Brandon, what you been playing?
Pokemon Shield. I finally got all 8 badges.
Ooh, that's all of them.
It is, and so now I'm working on towards the end of the game play.
All right.
Gotta beat it before Animal Crossing comes out next Thursday.
Okay. Is there a what do you call it at the end? The Champion League Elite. Yeah.
Yes and no. It's a tournament.
Oh. Like,
you're playing in a tournament. A
scripted tournament or like, okay.
So they're like, everyone that I've battled so far, I have to battle all over again.
Oh.
Oof.
Okay.
I think there's like 8 or 10 battles.
All back to back.
Yeah, but you can leave apparently at any point.
Uh-huh. And go heal
up and then come back for the next round.
Well, then why don't they just put a Pokemon Center right there?
Maybe there is.
Why don't they just heal?
I'm not there yet.
But I mean, in the previous games, I think you could do that. I think I don't know.
No, because once you went into Battle of the Elite Four, you were in. You could not leave.
Okay.
Yeah, that made it actually like suspenseful. But if you can leave at any point to heal up, that kind of takes away the stakes.
Yeah, but I guess you could also buy like 50 full heals and heal up in between battles anyway. Like, there's a way either way to make it not that.
I mean, I never played super in depth in the Pokemon games back in the day, but in my head it would make sense for, like, say this final tournament. It would be like you get like one chance or like two chances to heal up the entire tournament, but you have to keep fighting until the end.
Yeah. All right. So good luck. Are you playing anything else?
No, not this moment.
Okay. Nice.
What about you, Shane?
Well, I think I played Death Stranding for about 30 minutes this week. because, I mean, I have a baby to take care of and play with and all this stuff. So he fell asleep for 30 minutes And I was able to play, but not for too long, which is fine. So yeah, I'm still at a point where I'm working on a road. I have to collect materials to build out this road. Actually, I don't have to. I could move on with the story, but I'm so close to building this next section of road that I just want to build the road.
Much Minecraft vibes.
Yes. So that's... Well, I did... No, I did get to play Luigi's Mansion 3 a little bit.
Uh-huh.
But, yeah. Not a whole lot of movement forward in my games. Cole, you been playing any video games?
Playing them video games. Mostly, nowadays, Minecraft is taking up most of my gaming time.
Oh.
I'm still playing Overwatch every once in a while, but my beloved headset broke, like, broke, finally, a couple weeks ago. Actually, I'd say almost, like, maybe almost, like, a month and a half ago or even longer. Hmm. And my roommate graciously let me borrow his headset for a while, but he's recently been getting back into Destiny, so he took it back.
Definitely a headset for Destiny.
And I also, you also need a headset for Overwatch if you're playing competitive like I was enjoying to play. Like, you need to have team communication.
Right.
But also with my other roommates, been playing Minecraft on their server. Like, it's a, I'm on Switch and they're on Xbox, but Minecraft's completely cross-platform now.
Mm-hmm.
And we've been knocking out some pretty major projects. Like, it's a world that they've had for like 2.5 years.
Yeah.
And when I moved in with them, I kind of came into it and started putting my own little projects into it and made up my own little world too.
Nice.
Like, it's, I've had a lot of fun with it.
Are y'all like those people that build computers inside of Minecraft?
I'm starting to get to that point. Like, I've been watching a lot of videos lately on like trying to learn up on how to make some automatic farms or like, you know, the whole redstone minecart systems, or whatever. There's one thing I had learned that I don't know if it's just because I'm not on PC playing it. Like, I'm not in this specific edition, but there was this thing called a cow crusher where you would put two cows in this like one block thing where they couldn't escape. And you would have what they called a hopper underneath them with some water. And what the hoppers do is they're literally just like transfers. Like, if you hook one up to a chest, like if you throw something in a hopper, it'll go into a chest.
Okay.
So you would put you would get two cows into this little thing above the hopper. You would breed them there. Okay. And in Minecraft coding, there is a law where it's like, I think it's up to 24, like, animals that can be in one block at the same time.
Uh-huh.
So once that number is exceeded, like, you keep breeding them past that point, then it automatically kills the adults. And that's how you would get, like, your leather or your beef in the game in the first place.
Oh,
it's just by killing cows.
Spits out the leather.
Mm-hmm. But since it's all contained in one block, it just goes down into the hopper into the chest. So it's, like, automatically putting all your stuff into a chest.
It's pretty dark.
It's not exactly humane, no, but it's very efficient.
Yeah.
Or...
And then it keeps running live time, or do you have to be logged on to the server or something?
Well, it's not like it does it automatically, but it's like, say, if it already reached that cap and it was starting to fill the chest, anytime I would breed a new cow, it would instantly kill another one. So it's like every time I put one weed in, I would get beef and leather.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. Or say, I was also trying to been studying up on like honeycomb farms or... crap, what was it? It was a... pumpkin pie farm.
Okay.
Or even like an automatic sheep shearer. Like, you'd build like a mine cart system underneath these sheep that are set up with like dispensers and all the redstone dust, what have you, and collect all your wool. And yeah, like, I've been really trying to get into these automatic farms and like get it all sort of figured out.
That's pretty crazy. I've seen like people made like a calculator inside Minecraft. Like, you can input two numbers and it'll add them together. With like a series of levers.
It's possible. Like, it's Minecraft insane. Is super in depth. Like, yeah. It's got the outside appeal of like, it's just a kid's game where you put blocks together, but like, you like get into this game or like you dig past that surface layer, it is super in depth.
Yeah. Well, cool. Let us know, listener, what you've been playing. We've got a Facebook page. We've got a Twitter page. Twitter page, I know, is the Gamers Pub ATL, or is it The Gamers Pub ATL?
The Gamers Pub ATL on Twitter.
At The Gamers
Pub ATL. Did we have any pub talk this week?
We did not.
Oh, sad face.
Yes, join us for Pub Talk as well. And then, of course, on Facebook, we're the Gamers Pub?
The Gamers Pub on Facebook.
All right. So, if you would like to, please don't forget to leave a review if you're enjoying coming to the pub. You can leave a review on iTunes or Google Podcasts or
Spotify.
On Spotify.
Wherever you consume your podcast.
Yeah, give us a like or a subscribe or a review. Let us know what you want to hear about. If you have any input on the show or what you like, what you dislike. Yeah. You can also support us if you go to Anchor and visit our page there. Brandon always advertises that you can record the intro. So maybe if you've got another silly accent to use or some other fun intro, feel free to record it and send it to us. And we'll throw it in one of these episodes. Let's see. Our theme song is a mix of Chiptune Melody by MC Cisco Kid and Scarlet Fire by Otis McDonald. Our podcasts are edited by Patrick McWilliams from Fancy Top Hat Films. So give them a check out their website. I think he just launched a new website. Is that right?
I think so.
For Fancy Top Hat Films. So check him out. And we're your host. I'm Shane.
This is Brandon.
Way over there.
This is Cole.
Thanks for listening. See y'all next week.
Bye.